AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. An earthquake with a magnitude of 4.3 has awakened a number of people in the San Francisco Bay Area. The United States Geological Survey says the earthquake was just east-southeast of Berkeley. It occurred at around 3 a.m. Pacific time. No word on injuries or damage. President Trump is praising Charlie Kirk as a great American hero and a martyr for freedom. Trump made the comments during a memorial service Sunday in which he described the attack on Kirk as an attack on the country.
He didn't deserve this. Our country didn't deserve this. And anyone who would make excuses for it are just out of their mind. Charlie's murder was not just an attack on one man or one movement. It was an attack on our entire nation.
The audio courtesy of Turning Point USA, the memorial service for Kirk drew tens of thousands of mourners, including Vice President J.D. Vance. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports Britain, Canada, and Australia have formally recognized a Palestinian state.
Several countries led by Britain have granted diplomatic recognition to a Palestinian state. This move by the UK, along with Canada, Australia, and others, reflects growing unhappiness and anger over Israel's ongoing military offensive in the Gaza Strip. It also reflects the widespread displeasure over Israel's policies in the occupied West Bank. That includes stepped up and increased settlement instruction. Those settlements, of course, are aimed at preventing and undermining the establishment of a future Palestinian state as part of a two-state solution.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he has good memories of President Trump. He's urging Washington to drop its demand to surrender his nukes as a precondition for resuming long-stalled diplomacy. This is AP News. President Trump is defending AG Pam Bondi.
President Trump ratcheting up his discussion of pursuing legal cases against some of his political opponents. Saturday, posting on social media, pressing Attorney General Pam Bondi to move forward with investigations, including one into New York Attorney General Letitia James and her mortgage, and a possible threat case against former FBI Director James Comey. Trump posting that his administration is being criticized for a lack of action, then posting his support of Bondi and Sunday defending her.
She's doing a great job. Pam Bondi is doing a great job. I think Pam Bondi is going to go down as one of the best attorney generals of the ages.
Trump also says he's nominating White House aide Lindsey Halligan as the top federal prosecutor in Virginia after the U.S. attorney there was pushed out. That's the office investigating Letitia James. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.